I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, emergency federal grants are being provided to tribes as government food programs face distribution issues, and a bill to include tribes and natural resource management in California heads to the governor's desk. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Some government-backed food distribution programs are having supply chain issues nationwide, which is having a significant effect on indigenous communities. In response, the USDA is providing emergency grants for tribes. The Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez has the details. Minnesota's new free college tuition program may help Native students pursue higher education, as Mike Moen reports. That was Mike Moen reporting. A measure to include tribal voice and knowledge in natural resource management heads to California's governor. Under the measure, the state's Natural Resources Agency would be authorized to enter into co-governance and co-management agreements with federally recognized tribes. It was introduced by Assemblymember James Ramos. Ramos says under current law, the agency is not required to work with tribal communities. He says the bill fosters government-to-government relationships and authorizes the state to begin negotiations on agreements with tribes within 90 days of a request. The bill has support from a number of tribes and conservation groups. The governor has until the end of September to sign or veto bills passed by the state legislature. This week, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development announced more than $10 million to provide rental assistance and supportive housing services to Native American veterans. The funding is intended to help veterans who are experiencing or at risk of homelessness. Through a HUD program, vouchers are made available for housing, case management, and other services are provided by the VA. According to HUD, the program has helped more than 1,000 Native veterans. The new funding allows about 500 veterans to remain housed and offers housing opportunities to more homeless veterans in tribal communities. The latest round of funding is going to tribes and tribal housing authorities across the country. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.